To be or not to be. To be or not to be, it is the quintessential query stemming from the existential womb. To be or not to be, throughout scripture, there lies explicit exegetical extrapolation of times where God laid out verbatim his desire for us to be something. No mincing of words. There are moments in scripture laid out explicitly where God says, be something. God wants you to be fruitful. Genesis 1:28. He says, be faithful in Revelation 2:10. He says, be firm, 1 Corinthians 15:58. To Joshua in Joshua 1:9, he said, be strong and brave. Be holy, 1 Peter 1:16. Be light, Matthew 5:14. Be still and know that God is God. Psalm 46, verse 10. Yet there's one critical to be, one to be, that if you receive it and apply it, it will enable you to be everything we just listed and more. There's one to be that if you become what God desires you to be in one scripture, you are everything we already just laid out. Here it comes. Do not be drunk with wine. Hello, Napa. Because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. 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 Ephesians 5:18. The Bible doesn't say be touched, caressed, motivated, or even excited about my spirit. The Bible says be filled with the Holy Spirit. God fills. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You know this well, Genesis chapter 1. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. He hovered. He moved upon the face of the waters. He did not fill the waters. He moved over the waters. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and other politically incorrect terms, listen carefully. There is a difference between feeling God and being filled with God. What if I tell you, not everyone who feels the presence of God is filled with the Spirit of God? As Genesis demonstrates, God can move over, but not necessarily fill in. He can visit, but not inhabit. Praise be to God that Jesus paid the price so we can go from a visitation to a habitation. He shed his blood for his Spirit not just to move over you, but for his Spirit to move in you. Let me break down the holidays for you. Christmas is God with us. Easter is God for us. Pentecost is God in us. This is Pentecost Sunday. This is Pentecost Sunday. Which means what? God doesn't just want to caress you. He wants to change you. God doesn't want to touch your circumstance. He wants to transform your life. God doesn't want to visit you. He wants to live inside of you. Somebody say, be filled. Be filled. Let me illustrate this for you. This is you the day you were born. The moment you were born. 1 second after you were born, things change. The fallen nature of man, the outcome of what took place in the Garden of Eden. Let me have some of that, Jason, some of that beautiful, healthy beverage. This is what happens. This is life. This is life. This is the fallen nature of man. This is sin, you get into puberty, and then your hormones kick in, and your testosterone and estrogen all come together, and all of that, and then you have your proclivities, and then you have social constructs and worldviews and false ideologies. You have generational curses. Your grandfather didn't overcome it. Your daddy didn't overcome it. You have alcoholism and addiction and moral turpitude and immorality and fear and suicidal thoughts and tendency. You have all this perpetual brokenness, angst, consternation, flux, and fear, all of this combined together. All of a sudden, this is you. This is you. This could be you, your family, your home, your marriage, your surroundings. And to a great degree, this is the way America looks like right now. This is it. This is it. So the answer is, how do we solve this? How do we solve this dilemma? How do we solve this issue? Religion says you got to get rid of it. Religion says, get rid of it. Go in there and somehow try to get rid of it. I'm going to show you the antidote, and I'm going to just prophesy to you what's happening next. I'm going to tell you how to solve this. There's a way to get rid of every generational curse. There's a way to break every lie of the enemy. There's a way. You can try to do it. You can go to therapy, and therapy's okay. You can go to institutions. They're all right. You can go through every single mean and mechanism that society and secular culture affirms and validates, but that won't do it. There's a way to get rid of the stuff inside of you. Every vestige of darkness, every dark thought, every dark inclination, every dark habit, not only in you. If you get this right, your children and your children's children and your children's 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 children. Children's children's children. How do you do it? Pastor Sam, how do I get rid of it? You don't whine about it. You don't complain about it. You don't post about on Instagram and Facebook. I'm terrible. Hell, I'm going through hell. Life is bad. I'm broken. I'm going to tell you what the answer is. Here, are you ready? This is the answer. Come up here real quick. How do you get rid of that? Put that over there. Pick that up. The answer is real simple. This is you. This represents the Holy Spirit. Here comes the Holy Spirit. This is you, Holy Spirit. You can't make yourself holy. You tried. You failed. You can't make yourself right. You tried. You failed. You tried religion. You tried other stuff. What's the answer? Go ahead. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. No. Watch. When the Spirit of God goes inside of you, every bit of darkness has to come out of you. Oh, no, I'm prophesying now. The next thing to fill your mind, the next thing to fill your family, the next thing to fill your generation, the next thing to fill California, the next thing, there's more. There's more of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead. There's more. The next thing to fill America, the next thing to fill the nation. It won't be a new political movement. The next thing to fill the nations will be the glory of the living Christ Jesus. Somebody shall be filled. Be filled. Hold on. Yeah, nope, we're not done yet. Come here. There's more of the Holy Spirit. No. What's more, we won't be happy until every bit of darkness is gone. Fill it. Somebody praise like you got it. I'm prophesying that you and your family, you and your children and your children's children and your children's children's children, you will not be filled with fear or sin or bondage or generational curses. You and your house will be filled with the Spirit. If you believe it, shout like you're being filled. Praise like you're being filled. Worship like you're being filled. Are there any filled people in the house? When the Spirit of God comes in, all of hell has to come out. Be filled. So when those dark thoughts come your way, instead of whining about it, what do? Be filled. Pastor, pero la regué. Cuando la riegas, ¿qué vas a hacer? What are you going to do? I'm not going to go to church. I messed up. I can't be around other Christians. I messed up. Get over yourself. When you mess up, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Somebody shall be filled.
Be filled. Be filled.
Let me see how much we have there. We got that. I don't want any room. Because if we have, every time a little room shows up, the enemy will attempt to fill that room. But as long as there is no room, if there's no room, there's nothing for him to occupy. I'm prophesying, get ready for overflow. Somebody high five your neighbor. Tell him, get ready for overflow. Get ready for overflow. I feel an overflow coming your way. My cup runneth over. Be filled. Be filled, be filled, be filled. Be filled. For as the waters fill the sea, the earth will be filled when aware of the glory of the Lord. Habakkuk 2:14. Be filled. Are there any questions? That's you. That's what's coming to you and your family and your children and your children's children. We got to hurry. You got to hurry. Be filled. Be filled with the breath of God. Somebody say, be filled with the breath of God. Then taking a deep breath, he blew on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. John 20:22. We inhale before we exhale. We receive a deposit before we invest. Instruction precedes construction. We breathe in before we breathe out. It always begins with the breath of God, Genesis 2:7. The Hebrew word is ruach. The Greek word is pneuma. Job talked about it in Job 33, verse 4. I need you to hear me. Jesus just said, here it is. Be filled, my spirit. Let me breathe on you. Here's my breath. He said, his spirit. Receive my spirit. Not just any spirit, but the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us to be aware, to be cognizant that there are spirits alive on the planet today. Let me give it to that according to scripture. According to the Bible, there are spirits right now occupying the land, the spirit of divination, Acts 16:16-18. The spirit of jealousy, Galatians 5:19. The spirit of lying and deception. You turn on the news, you don't even know what's real anymore. 10 years ago, people would lie and try to cover it up. Now they just lie. And it's not even whimsical nuance. They don't even cover it up. People just blatantly lie and they believe their own lies. Oh, the spirit of perversion, 2 Peter 2:14. And that spirit of perversion is coming after our children. We are about, I'm gonna get in trouble.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. And this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
I don't care anymore. I've reached the part where I don't care. I'm just, it is what it is. Christianity is not comfortable. We're about to see you. We're about to go to school board meetings. We're not going to go there in the flesh. We're going to go in just filled with the Spirit of Almighty God. And we're going to stand up and we're going to say, stop corrupting our children. Get your hands off our children. Get your hands off our children. Somebody shall be filled. The spirit of heaviness. Isaiah 61 verse 3. Go ahead, walk outside this church. The spirit of heaviness in different parts of this nation and the world. The spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7. The spirit of death, what happened in Uvalde, Texas and Buffalo. Oh, Matthew 6:10, that spirit is so prevalent right now. The spirit of Jezebel, que el Señor la reprenda, diabla mala. Revelation 2:20, the spirit of the Antichrist. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. And let me repeat what I was with you last time. I'm going to double down on it. I don't care. Here it is. I don't care what you see on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter. Don't believe the lie. The most powerful spirit on the planet is not Jezebel, Discord, the Antichrist, anti-love, or anti-truth. The most powerful spirit on the planet is still the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. I need you to shout like you have that spirit. Somebody praise like you have that spirit. Somebody worship like you have that spirit. Somebody pray like you have that spirit. Somebody preach like you have that spirit. Live like you have that spirit. Give like you have that spirit. All the Holy Spirit people, raise your hand. Every single person here who has the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, Romans 8:11, raise both hands. What do we need more than ever before? The Holy Spirit. If you want to live out the purpose of God, you need the Holy Spirit. If you want to receive the promises of God, you need the Holy Spirit. You want to experience the provision of God, you need the Holy Spirit. You want to build a firewall against your past, you need the Holy Spirit. If you want to guarantee your future, you need the Holy Spirit. When you receive the breath of Jesus, when you receive the Holy Spirit, when his exhale becomes your inhale, he does not temporarily occupy your space. He permanently fills your life. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's spirit dwells inside of you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. You're not just a human being. You're a spiritual being. You do not only occupy space. Listen, you house divinity. I wish you would understand this. The most important thing about you is not that you're black or white or Latino or Asian. It's not about you being Lakers or Clippers, Dodgers or Angels. It's not about Starbucks or Pete's Coffee. It's not about any of that. Whether or not you're with Will Smith or Chris Rock, Amber Heard or Johnny Depp. No, the most powerful thing about you is, guess what? Look at your neighbor and tell him, neighbor, I don't know if you know, I'm not just anybody. I'm not just anything. I am the temple of the Spirit of the living God. This is why your destiny is not based on what's in front of you. Your destiny is based on who's inside of you. You are not holy based on what you do. You are holy based on who you house. So all the Holy Spirit people, raise your hand. When I say there's greatness inside of you, I'm not engaging in prophetic hyperbole. I'm speaking biblical truth. When the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, there's royalty inside of you. There's creative genius inside of you. There's ingenuity inside of you. There's innovation inside of you. That's why I believe Holy Spirit people should be the most productive people on the planet. God bless Elon Musk doing great things. God bless Mark Zuckerberg. You're about to see Holy Spirit feel people just change the world. We are about to change the world with the power of God. We are about to flip the script with the power of God. Raise your hands. There's love inside of you, joy inside of you, peace inside of you, patience, meekness, goodness, gentleness, temperance, mercy, faith. There's beauty inside of you. Oh, that's why the enemy hates you. Because you're filled with the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit of God fills you, in the old covenant, when the Spirit of God would fill anything, what would happen, especially temples and buildings and arks and tents, the Bible says that no one could go in. The moment the Spirit of God fills, you don't have access. The enemy doesn't have access. Nothing. Ah. I decree and declare from this moment on, you will not be filled with fear, failure, or flesh. You and your house will be filled with the Spirit of the living God. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Don't you realize your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? Your temple is not the temple of pain. Your temple is not the temple of failure or defeat or sin, but the temple of the Holy Spirit. God's presence limits access, and God protects whatever His Spirit inhabits. With your hands raised, let me declare. So if you want to stop hell from having access to your dreams, your vision, your finances, your health, your children, your family, your ministry, be filled. When God fills it, hell cannot touch it. When God fills it, hell cannot touch it. So let me declare that every hostile, adversarial, opposing, contrary, sinful, discouraging action, words, deeds, thoughts, people, relationships, and spiritual powers that had access to you and your family, your shalom will never have access again. Somebody shout, never again. High five your neighbor, tell them, never again, never again, never again. As for me and my house, we are filled with the Spirit of the living God. Never again, never again, never again, never again, never again. Let me land this. Be filled with the breath of God. Be filled with the freedom of God. Somebody say freedom. When His exhale becomes your inhale, when His breath becomes your oxygen, when His Spirit becomes your life, you live free. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever that Spirit is present, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Freedom is power. I said freedom is power. 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 Freedom in faith. Freedom in faith destroy fear. Freedom has no lids. Holy Spirit filled people are free. And free people, free people. You can't be in bondage and free someone else. Oh, but he who the Son sets free is free indeed. The most powerful human on the planet is not the one with fame or fortune, armies or followers. The most powerful person on the planet is the one set free by the Spirit of the living God. Free people can do what others cannot. It was a free man who approached Pharaoh in Egypt and said, "Let my people go." It was a free man who stepped into the promised land and declared, "As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord." It was a free man who stared down a giant called Goliath and said, "You come against me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies." It was a free man who prayed down fire from heaven and then shouted, "Get ready, here comes the rain." We don't discriminate here. It was a free woman who said, "Your people will be my people and your God will be my God." It was a free woman who said, "If I touch the hem of His garment, I will be healed." Free people change the world. So let me ask, coming out of COVID, a cuckoo for Cocoa Puff season, the world seems to still be spiraling downwards. I need to ask right now, are there any free people in the house in this place? Let me ask one more time, are there any free people in the house? I need you to praise like you're free, worship like you're free, shout like you're free, rejoice like you're free. Be filled. Somebody say, be filled. Final point, stand with
me. Oh, you are standing. We're done. Stand with me. Be filled. Be filled with God's breath. Be filled with God's freedom. Be filled with God suddenly. Let me just make it legal. Here it is. Suddenly, suddenly, suddenly they heard the sound of a violent blast of wind rushing into the house from out of the heavenly realm. The roar of the wind was so overpowering, it was all anyone could bear. Suddenly, it says, growing up in church, I really truly believe there was a dichotomy, two lines. For whatever reason, you would think, if you heard, beautiful people, great intention, but they lacked a substantial biblical undergirding that was just valid to scripture as it pertains to a continuum that needs to be discussed. You would assume that there are people that in life have to wait for everything. And then all of a sudden, these favored people, they experience suddenlies. And you would think there are two lines, the line for people that have to wait, and then the line, and then there's like this favored group that gets suddenly. Then we did a deep dive in the Word of God. Do your biblical due diligence from Genesis to Revelation. Not one person who ever received the suddenly got it without ever having to wait. No, you missed it. Every single time there was a suddenly, if you read the chapters beforehand, and God told them to wait, and they waited upon the Lord, and they waited upon the Lord. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus looks at his disciple before he takes the elevator ride to heaven, and he looks at him and says, y'all need to wait. Y'all don't leave Jerusalem. Y'all need to wait. Y'all need to wait. Y'all need to wait. Wait, wait, because the promise is coming. So I have news for you. If you've been waiting and waiting and if you've been waiting, get ready. There is a suddenly coming your way. Raise your hands. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Somebody praise like you got it and worship like you got it.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power. What heaven starts, hell cannot stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.